New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe, and they said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of our Lord. So just a quick show of hands from you all this morning. How many of you all have heard the story of David and Goliath before? That is all of you. I expected that answer. Second question. How many of you have ever thought about why David chose to specifically pick up 5 stones out of that riverbed? Cameron is the only one in here. That's because he is awesome. Many Bible scholars have questioned why David chose to specifically pick up 5 stones. Why he didn't pick up 7 stones, because that is the holy number after all. Or why he didn't pick up 3 stones. Because that represents the Trinity, or even 12 stones to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. And there is, in fact, a reason why David specifically chose to pick up 5 stones in this allegorical tale. The significance of him picking up 5 stones is that each one represented something. Each one played a role in contributing to this young, slender shepherd boy defeating this large, burly, 9-foot-tall giant. So this morning, I wanted us to take a closer look at David's life and examine our passage from 1 Samuel a little bit more closely. And as we begin to unpack and uncover what these 5 stones are, what they represent, then we can clearly see what it takes to face and defeat the giants of our lives. The giants of our lives, which range from a personal illness or chronic pain to the death of a loved one or addictions, or fears and uncertainties of the future, or anything else that is large and seems overwhelming and daunting in our lives. The symbolism behind David choosing 5 stones to battle Goliath with provides us with the insight and instruction to face and defeat these giants of our lives. The first stone that David picked up to defeat Goliath with represents remembering. In verse 34 through 37 of our passage, David recounts the events of his life as a shepherd boy, in which he encountered lions and bears that were attacking his flock. He recalls chasing these animals down, striking them, and retrieving his lambs from their mouths. He recalls how it was God who had previously saved him from the paws of the bear and the mouth of the lions. So this first stone of defense against this burly giant represents David's remembrance of how God had delivered him from harm's way before when he faced danger. It was through remembering these previous life events that he knew with certainty that God would deliver him again from any harm or danger that he might encounter with Goliath. This first stone of remembering is one tool for us, or one of our weapons of defense that we can use to face and overcome the giants of our lives, remembering our own previous instances when God was with us during difficult times, remembering how God provided us with exactly what we needed and delivered us from harm's way. It is through remembering our previous victories over evil that we too can know with certainty that God will deliver us from whatever we may be up against next. The second stone represents prayer. David was steeped in prayer. David was not just some young shepherd boy who tended his flock all day long. David played his harp for his sheep. He sat on a hillside in deep contemplative prayer. And as he played his harp, he composed these extraordinary prayerful songs. These prayerful songs which now account for 80 of our 150 psalms. So David was fully armored with prayer. And it was because of his deep prayer life that he was able to face and defeat Goliath. So as we examine David's life a little closer, what he was about, how he spent his days, then we can clearly see the parallel between prayer and the person having the ability to overcome their largest opponent. It is with this second stone of prayer that we gain the armor we need in order to defeat the Goliaths of our lives. It is through having a consistent and deeply contemplative prayer life that we are able to face and overcome life's hurdles. The third stone from this passage represents realizing that the battle is in God's hands. When David showed up at that camp to duke it out with Goliath, David initially humored Saul. He allowed himself to be dressed in armor. Saul put this bronze heavy helmet on him and dressed him in a heavy mesh coat. But verse 39 points out that David tried to walk in vain with this heavy armor, but he couldn't, and he later removed it all. David saw past the vanity of relying on human strength to defeat Goliath. He set aside his ego, and he looked to God as the source of all strength. As David headed into battle, he proclaimed with confidence that he was coming in the name of the Lord, that the Lord was his armor, and that the mighty strength of God had the power to defeat the entire Philistine army. David understood that he wasn't entering into that battle alone. He realized that the battle was in God's hands, and he didn't need a heavy sword or armor to protect him. He had the mighty strength of God helping him to defeat his largest adversary. As we come up against the giants of our lives, this third stone reminds us that we never enter into a battle alone. It reminds us that the battle is always in God's hands. We always face our biggest challenges in life, our largest opponents, with the mighty strength of God surrounding us. This fourth stone that David picked up from the riverbed as he headed into battle with Goliath represents courage. In verse 48, from our passage reading this morning, we hear how David quickly ran up to the front line to meet Goliath. David did not meagerly stroll up or approach Goliath with fear and trepidation. He ran up to him, and he faced him head on. This is where the first stone and the fourth stone are closely tied together. The first stone, which represents remembering, is what gave life to this fourth stone and created such a deep sense of courage within David. David remembered that God had delivered him from harm's way when he protected his flock from the lions and bears. So remembering those previous instances of victory is what gave him a deep sense of courage that was unshakable. There's a short quote from Eleanor Roosevelt that I wanted to share with you all this morning. Miss Roosevelt stated, "We gain strength, courage, and confidence by each experience in which we really stop to look fear in the face. We must do that which we think we cannot." Every time we face our biggest fears, the giants of our lives, we gain strength. We may or may not be victorious in the way that we would like to be each time, but God is still with us during those situations and provides us with exactly what we need to get us through. It is through facing each difficult situation that arises in life that we gain strength and confidence and courage in order to meet life's next biggest challenge. So it is with this fourth stone of courage that we gain another tool or weapon of defense for life's biggest hurdles. And the fifth and final stone is to be prepared for more. How many of you all have children? How many of you all have two children? If you have two children, then you know that sibling rivalry exists, and you have witnessed the steady stream of conflict the constant competition, the taunting that usually results in physical retaliation. I am well versed on this. I have an older sister and a younger brother. But David was well versed on this as well. He had six other siblings, and he was the youngest one of them all. So he was taunted by each and every single one of his siblings his entire life. Because of David's family dynamics, the fact that he had six other siblings, then he knew that just as soon as you had things smoothed over with one sibling and things were cool again, that another sibling was going to come around the corner swinging and taunting you and stirring things up. David learned at a very, very young age what it takes to be successful against your opponent. And it takes being prepared for more. So with this fifth and final stone, we're reminded of what it takes for us to be successful against our opponents, the challenges of life. And that is to be prepared for another difficulty. Be prepared for another challenge to arise. Now, this does not mean to go around pessimistically waiting for the next catastrophe to occur. It just means that we should recognize that from time to time, life will present a challenge or two, and to just simply be prepared for them. C.S. Lewis once stated, there are two problems with demons. The first problem is to believe that a demon lives under every rock. And the second problem is to believe that demons don't exist at all. The fifth stone encouraged us to strike a balance between naivete and catastrophic thinking, to realize that there will be a hurdle or two ahead, and to just be prepared. So as we examine David's life a little closer this morning, and as we really parse out our scripture from 1 Samuel, then we can see the significance of these five stones. We can see that David did not go into battle with five random insignificant stones. He entered into battle with five extremely significant stones. The first one represents remembering all the victories that God has made for you in your lives. The second stone representing prayer, being steeped in prayer. The third stone represents realizing that the battle is in God's hands, relying on God's strength. The fourth stone represents courage and facing your opponents head on. And the fifth stone is to be prepared for more, to understand that there will be a challenge, to not be shocked or caught off guard by it, but to just be prepared. No matter how tall, how strong, how large, or how armored life challenges might seem, let us remember that God is always with us. Like young David, who picked up these five stones and did what no one thought was possible, all things are possible with God. May this story of David and Goliath and the significance of these five stones provide each one of us with the armor we need in order to face and defeat the giants of our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.